Pod bot. Let's face it, buddy, your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good, but it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-thru cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger. I mean natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast. Gin Rummy is an old card game invented at the beginning of the 20th century and is one of the oldest card games on the planet. It is fun to play, it promotes concentration, memory and strategic thinking skills and it is fun. The aim of the Gin Rummy game is to create sets and runs with your own card hand, while eliminating cards that are not in the set or barrel. The goal of Gin Rummy is not only to collect all the cards before melding, but also to have as little deadwood as possible at the end of the game. It is designed for only two players and it is a related card game that can be combined with other card games such as poker, poker-esque poker and card poker. The game can last several rounds and can be scored on the amount of deadwood you have at the end of the game. The game is over when one player reaches 100 points and the other player 50 points, and then it is over. The total for each player is calculated as a points bonus and the player with the highest score wins the entire game. Each player uses his hand to form a combination of three or more cards to score the 100 points required to win the game from his opponent. If you play with multiple hands, you can do so as often as you like, but only for a total of one hand. The deck is spread out on the table and each player takes a card and puts the top card of the pile into the discard pile. The player who draws the highest card chooses where to sit and deals 10 cards to another player, leaving the deck of remaining cards in the middle of your table. The best hand is Gin, consisting of 10 cards that combine the top 3 cards from the discard pile and the first 2 cards from your hand. Gin Rummy is played with a 52-card deck, and wild cards and jokers are not used, so do not use wild or wild cards. If there are only 2 cards left in the deck and the hand is declared null, a partial game ends, with the same player's cards dealt in a new hand. However, if a player folds and reveals all his cards, his opponent may do the same as long as he has enough cards in his hand to get rid of all the cards that are not matched, which is the card that is combined to expose the player who tapped or announced Gin. It is best to use 2 decks so that when one player deals a card, the opponent can shuffle the other deck. The order of cards, from highest to lowest, is the same as in a normal game of poker, except for the addition of an ace of spades to the deck. Aces can be part of a deck, such as a card in the top right corner of your deck or the bottom left corner. If you are an avid card lover and are looking for a fun and easy to use game for your phone or tablet, download the Jungly Rummy app here. If you like to play on mobile phones, you can also play online and win big cash prizes in online games such as poker, card games and other games. Indian Rummies and Gin Rummies have a wide range of uses, from casual games to high stakes such as poker and poker, casual games of chance. They already know the Gin Rummy rules and have played against different opponents on Ruble.com. Now you want to understand and fully understand the rules of Gin to improve your game and defeat your opponents who usually do the same. First, you can learn to play Gin on easy and then broaden your understanding of its strategy and nuances. The stages of the game below are described according to your playing tactics and there is a general strategy for each Gin hand. The best hand is Make Gin, which consists of 10 cards combined with a combination of 3 cards from your hand and 1 card from your opponent's deck, and 2 cards from you. If there are only 2 cards left in the deck, the partial game ends when the hand is declared null and the same player's cards are dealt in a new hand. If a player folds without showing all his cards, his opponent must do the same, unless he has the ability to get rid of the cards that are not reached, which are cards that are combined to expose the player who knocked on or announced the Gin. Gin Rummy, or Gin Gin, is a traditional card game, matching game that requires the use of a 10-card deck. Each card is worth its own number of gins, equal to or exceeding the total amount of gin in the deck. Episode 95 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Troy Kennedy. Adios.